Welcome to Operation Baby Draw 2.0. Yeah, that's right, 2.0. The revised version of the first one. And some of you probably bought the first one, and the first one was great. But this one's even better. Like anything else, we want to add some things and share some things that we've learned that's going to help you draw that golf ball. A right-handed player, can you start the ball slightly to the right and draw it back to the left? Now you're probably thinking to yourself, you know, I can do that with my short irons, but when I get up to my driver, the longer clubs tend to slice. I hear that a lot. And then some of you are like, I can't draw it at all. I see a lot of steep swings, swings that are too up and down. I see a lot of open club faces, and it's tough to develop. And development oftentimes requires you to learn how to hit a baby draw. So that's what this program is about. I'm gonna walk you through it step by step, 10 videos. Do it at home, follow along, and then take it out to the driving range and eventually the golf course with the goal in hand to hit a baby draw. You ready? Let's get started. Video number 4, club face angle. You're gonna wanna pay attention to this one, because I've been teaching for 22 years, and club face angle, learning how to prepare the club face, is a very popular topic of discussion, not just in training programs, not just in online lessons, but in in-person lessons. I'm giving this structure, this context, and how to get the club face more times than not more closed so you can prepare yourself to hit the inside of the ball, right? We know we want to hit the inside of it. We know if we're looking from the target line, we stand to the side of the ball. We know we want that club to kind of fall back in here. That's what we see on TV. And then we want to turn and hit it, and we attack it from in here. But yet so many of you are coming down, you know, too much this way, too steep. And really a lot of you out there, and then across your body this way. And we see those divots angled left. So we know we want to get out of that, but how do we do that? And this next step here, club face angle, is a big part of it. I've went to my 9-iron here in this video. You'll notice I moved it back to ball position number 1. So I'm going to assume that we've got the grip, we've got the posture, we've got our alignment ball position here. With my 9-iron, you'll notice wedge 9, that butt of the club's going to point roughly just left of my belt buckle. So we've got some adequate shaft lean here with these shorter irons. Now, from here, the first checkpoint is going to be halfway back. So if we look from the target line here, notice the face running parallel to the spine angle. We don't want to get the face rotated too open. See the toe there pointing up, or certainly back behind you. We don't want that. Now, in short game, stroke skin around the green, yeah, we'll get the face rotated more up. There's a lot of shots to do that, but not in the full swing, and not in particularly when we're trying to draw it. Let's get the toe down. I don't want it like crazy shut, okay? But I want it roughly parallel to my spine angle. A good checkpoint is if I can see two knuckles here on my left hand at address, and I'm to turn and then look down, I can see roughly those same two knuckles, okay? If I rotate the face, now I can see 3. If I go the other way, now I can't see any. All right, so we want to see about the same amount of knuckles, the club face looking down to the ground. That is super important. I don't want it in here. I want it more out here, okay? I want the hands in, the club head a little out, but more importantly, I want that face looking down. Very, very important. The second checkpoint is we've got to get the club face looking towards the sky a little bit. Okay, so as I talked about in video 1, we want to get that face on that 45, or if anything, looking a little up towards the sky. This is where wrist angles come into play. If we go to face on here, my lead wrist, this is extension. Extension would be this little cupping motion where the knuckles are looking back at me, and then flexion would be this little bowing motion where the knuckles are looking away from me. I would prefer, in the context of learning how to draw it, that we start feeling a little bit of flexion. Okay, you can see how I'm kind of milking that left hand. Feels like I'm kind of curling these bottom three fingers underneath this way, stressing that grip a little bit. I'm not a big fan here, Operation Baby Draw, if you start cupping that lead wrist. You'll notice when I cup it, that that toe hangs down. Now, if you got a really strong grip, okay, if you got a really strong grip, you can definitely get away with more cupping or more extension. It's not my preferred way of drawing it, but if you're in a pinch and it works for you and you just crank the grip over and you're happy with that, knock yourself out. All right, but if you want to do it probably with a little more context and a little more development, I would keep the grip relatively neutral, maybe slightly strong. I would get the face here, and then I would put some flexion in that lead wrist, and that combination, when you do that, gets the face kind of turned up to the sky a little bit. Not crazy, but a little bit. We've got to get that. Don't give me that. Okay, don't get the toe down or curling over there. The other thing you'll feel with that left hand is when it flexes like this, you'll feel that right hand bent back. Okay, that left wrist curl, that left wrist is flexed, that right wrist is bent back this way. So it's taking on extension. You want that right wrist bent back, that left wrist curling. The right elbow can, you know, it has room. It can flare a little or you can keep it in. You know, there's some room here with the elbow. I don't think we want the elbow to the point where it's really cranked out, where you start losing that pressure point between the lifeline and the thumb. We want to keep that lifeline fastened to that thumb. So that elbow's got to have some structure here, but it doesn't have to be really pinched in at the top. I mean, if you want to pinch it a little, that's fine. If that helps you curl the left wrist, we'll get to that right elbow on the downswing. The most important thing here on this video, though, is getting the face looking here and getting the face looking here at the top of the swing. Do what you have to do to get that face angle there, because that's going to set the stage for what we want to do coming down. Get this club face correct.
If you're like most golfers, you blame yourself when you miss a short putt. So after you hold back the urge to throw your putter in the lake, don't do that. You try to fix your putting stroke. How long does that last? 1 week, one round, one hole? There's a company called Lab Golf that doesn't think you should be blaming yourself. That's because all putters have this thing called torque, which means the putter face is trying to twist during stroke. So you grip it like a snake. What Lab Golf did is they figure out how to make putters with no torque. They call it lie angle balance. And you have to feel it to believe it. I did. The Lab Golf putter, you don't have to use a funny putting grip to try to keep the face square. You can putt it any way you want because Lab Golf Putter stays perfectly square by itself. It's effortless. To see how much easier putting can be, head over to labgolf.com.
Video number 7, shallow it out. Now, if you follow me, this is something that I talk about a lot and something that certainly applies now in the context of this training. And the reality is this club's probably already, when you look from the target line here, it's already probably wanting to do some of this. It's wanting to come back in here, swing a little bit more from in here, and try to start the ball a little bit more to the right. We're already trying to get the path working more out that way because we've already got things so structured, and some of you are probably tired of pulling it. So you've already instinctively said, well, I'm just going to go ahead and sling it out there, and all of a sudden there's a push draw. Let's give that a little more context. I've set another club down here just to the inside. You can see it pointing, coming from the inside here towards the golf ball. We're going to use that as a good little checkpoint. Shallowing it out basically means from the top of the swing that we want the shaft to kind of pitch back this way. Okay, the shaft to kind of pitch back closer to horizontal in transition rather than steepen, which would mean now it's going towards vertical in transition. Okay, we really want to avoid that at all costs. This, we want more of this. Okay, now that doesn't mean, as we just kind of put the bow in the backswing here, it doesn't mean that you're really trying to get this thing horizontal and laid off to the top. Now, some of you may need to feel a little bit of that. I'm not a big fan here of the shaft laying off at the top because in transition, it probably does want to steepen. I am kind of a fan of what we talked about here, the shaft being kind of in this structure here, you know, maybe 45 degrees towards 90 slightly. Okay, somewhere here. We don't want it like this, but we certainly don't want it like this either. Okay, but it's in this position where now we can kind of work back underneath it. And what I found is that when this is good here, and we get that turn good, the right hip working up, left knee's coming across, we're on this inclination, you know, things start to really get pretty organized in here. And now we can shallow and we can work back underneath it. It's gonna shallow down a little bit. And that's where this comes in. A great checkpoint for this shaft to come down and feel like it's matched up to it, where that club head is a little bit back behind the hands. So when we turn to hit it, we hit it from the inside. Flexion in the lead wrist is a big one. Feeling the lead wrist with some flexion. This is something you see most good players do. This flexion, this way. Okay, I always sometimes get people to feel the back of the left hand kind of curls and works towards that camera. It's working away from me. Extension, we're gonna stay away from that. I don't want you pulling down on this handle. Okay, you pull down on it, you can see that shaft wants to get in line with it. It wants to steepen it. And when you pull down, it's an extension. Okay, so flexion again from face on is kind of this effect. Back of the left hand curling away from me. Extension, now it's cupped and looking back at me. Okay, I don't want it looking at me. I want it curling away from me, flexing. You can see that club face when I do that. Look at that club face. It's looking kind of back towards the camera. When I extend, it disappears. Okay, that's key. That is huge in what that left hand is doing. Give me some flexion. And maybe even give me a little bit of external rotation, a little pinch in the elbow, right? You can see that right elbow kind of pinching a little inward. Yes, the elbow comes down, but external rotation gives me a little bit of this. A little bit of elbow going this way, internal would be this way. That's why I'm not a big fan at the top, like really trying to, you know, pinch it extra, externally rotate at the top. That can have some value for some, but if you get too much this way, then you don't really have any coming down. Right, you're already kind of maxed out. So I tend to like the elbow just kind of float a little bit, but then give me a little bit of that coming down, a little external, and then a little flexion in the lead wrist. And now all of a sudden, this shaft is starting to pitch back. See that? It's starting to pitch back early, early in transition. That's where we want it to be. So go up there, get yourself turned, get that face prepared. Let's get it pitched back. And as we pitch it back, look at the club face looking towards the camera, and then bring it down and match it up to that shaft that's on that angle. Parallel, right elbow bent, right wrist bent, left wrist kind of flex, knuckles down, and that toe again kind of curled down. Okay, don't get it this way. Don't get it this way. Look at that extension. Look at that knuckle, those knuckles looking at me. Now they're looking down. Okay, man, you have got a great chance from there. I mean, the probability of impact has improved considerably at that point. This is a key move. If you are following along with me right now and you feel like, yeah, I got this. Yep, I've got this. And I'm gonna work this at home. I'm gonna feel some flexion. I'm gonna feel some external rotation in the right shoulder, and I'm gonna feel that club pitched back. I'm gonna feel that club face looking towards that camera, and I'm gonna feel that stop right there at delivery. Right elbow bent, out in front of the hip, right wrist bent, left wrist flex curling down, and that toe curled in. You're in a good spot. You are in a good spot. Now I wanna go to the next video now to give you a little more context on how the body initiates, supports, to help you get into that perfect delivery position. Video number 10, the driver. Got my new PXG driver here. We're gonna give it a go. We're gonna draw it, which is like an absolute dream, right? For a lot of you watching right now. And you might be drawing it already. If you've, you know, if you've worked through this program, you might have taken your driver and off you go. Some of you though, you get to the driver, there's a couple things you gotta be careful with because of the forward ball position. You'll notice now, I've got it teed up pretty high, about a half a ball above the driver head. I've got it off of ball four. I've got my feet as wide as I can get them now. Okay, ball position four clear up here off that left armpit area. When you set up to the driver and you've got the ball position that far forward, there's a couple things you gotta be careful with. One is, you gotta be careful that you don't lean the shaft forward. As we've been going through this program, I've been having you point the butt of the club just left of the belt buckle. And when you do that with that forward ball position, your hands are in line or maybe even just slightly behind. The second thing is you've got to make sure you got side bend, okay? Side bend is critical here. You've got to have some side bend to the right, let the pelvis go slightly left. If you want to put a little more weight on your right foot, that's fine. But above all that, what you can't do with the driver is you can't face that forward ball position. Okay, you'll notice again, ball forward, it's easy to gravitate up to it. And when you gravitate up to it, you look from target line, now that left forearm starts to disappear, and you can see I'm aiming way to the left. And again, if we're aiming left, how are we gonna draw it? So I have had a lot of success through this program. As you get to this point, most of you probably need to feel a little closed. You need to feel like your shoulders and your hips and your forearms, not so much your feet, yes. I tend to close my feet a fair amount. That's just kind of how I am. But you got to really look at the shoulders, forearms, and the hips. You've got to get those going more up the right-hand side too. Don't be open. I'd rather have you 7-8 yards close to the right than 2 degrees open, okay? Now, it's also when you get in here with the driver, we start getting tighter too, for whatever reason. We just start tensing up. I think you've got to really loosen this thing up a little bit, okay? Let the arms and hands relax. It's the same grip. It's the same hip hinge. We're tilted. We feel a little closed. I've had people tell me when they feel closed, they feel like they're looking back here with their chest. Okay, they're looking more back here. Okay, so that's the setup. Now, I'm ready to make that same turn. I'm ready to shallow it out the same way. I'm ready to stay behind it. I'm ready to recruit low to high. I'm ready to do all of those things and let that club kind of swing out and around to get the ball to start to the right and draw to the left. The last thing I'll say to the driver is, yes, with the driver, it is a much flatter shaft angle. And with that shaft angle, does feel the sense of more round. Okay, and if you go to my total driving program, that's the complete package of how to hit the driver long and straight. But one of the things taking a piece from that program is feeling this very much this horizontal type of action, working kind of more around the body. Lead arm depth with the driver has a ton of value when you're doing this, okay? So those are the things to watch out for at address. We're gonna kind of feel this thing a bit more around per se, bit more merry-go-round and a little less Ferris wheel. And we're gonna see if we can start it up the right. I'm gonna aim right. I'm gonna get a little close. Yeah, there it is. Starting to the right, turning back to the left slightly. We did it. Operation Baby Draw, we made it through the bag. 10 videos, full context. Go through it, practice it at home first. Hopefully you felt like you could just follow along. You could just follow along step by step. Don't rush it. Work yourself up to the driver. Make sure you make those necessary adjustments. Off you go. Up the right-hand side, drawing back to the left. Let me know how you do. I appreciate you watching the program. There's others out there if you want to learn more about the driver. It's a full 10 videos in total driving on how to get more distance and accuracy dedicated just to the driver. Always a good one to do after Operation Baby Draw. Thank you so much for watching. See you next time.